This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel has intensified its bombardment in and around Gaza's second-largest city Tuesday, with ambulances and other vehicles streaming into a local hospital carrying wounded Palestinians. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Under U.S. pressure to prevent further mass casualties, Israel said it will be more precise as it widens its offensive into southern Gaza after obliterating much of the north. Satellite photos show tanks and troops massing outside the southern city of Khan Yunis, the latest target of the offensive, which was home to more than 400,000 people before the war. Israel's ordered people out of nearly two dozen neighborhoods instead of the entire region as it did in the north, but there are fewer and fewer places for people to go. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian artillery struck the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson Tuesday morning, killing at least two people. Video released by authorities showed the bodies of the victims in the street and bloodstains near impact craters. The head of the Kherson City administration reported a medical facility was also struck, wounding four medics who sustained light injuries. Russian attacks in the Dnieper River port city have become routine since the Ukrainian army liberated the city last year. Ukraine's police, meanwhile, reported two people had been injured in shelling in the Donetsk region. Officials in southeastern India report at least eight people were killed when a powerful storm began making landfall along the region's coastline Tuesday, unleashing torrential rains and strong winds. Tropical storm Mishong had started crossing the coastline of the Andhra Pradesh state. An official is warning of a storm surge that could worsen conditions in the region that had already been inundated. Another state in the south, Tamil Nadu, experienced days of heavy rains in the lead-up to the storm. Downpours triggered accidents that led to at least eight deaths across four vulnerable districts. This is VOA News. Speaking on the sidelines of the UN Climate Summit, COP28 in Dubai, the Deputy Secretary General at the UN's World Meteorological Organization, WMO, said the past decade has been the warmest ever recorded. Citing a just-published WMO report that looks at warming over decades, WMO Deputy Director Elena Melnikova said rising temperatures are part of continuing trends and the world is seeing the effects, not only in the past decade, but this trend should continue.
It's 1.1 degrees Celsius average 10-year period, and it's every previous decade was also warmer than the preceding ones, and the amount of the natural disasters and weather and climate extremes, which we also monitor as a part of this state of climate, is again raises lots of concerns for us.
Melnikova said the warming will continue because the level of concentration of greenhouse gases in the atmosphere now will lead to continued warming for at least two decades to come. The European Union's Home Affairs Commissioner warned Tuesday Europe is facing a huge risk of terrorist attacks over the holiday season due to the fallout from the war between Israel and Hamas. Speaking to reporters outside EU headquarters in Brussels, EU Commissioner Ylva Johansson cited an attack near the Eiffel Tower in Paris this weekend as an example of what Europe might expect in the coming weeks.
With the war between Israel and Hamas and the polarization it causes in our society, with the upcoming holiday season, there is a huge risk of terrorist attacks in the European Union. We saw recently in Paris, unfortunately we have seen it earlier as well.
Johansson, who oversees security and immigration for the EU, said the European Commission will provide an additional $32.5 million in security funding for Europe. Police in Arlington, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C., are investigating a massive explosion at a house where officers were investigating reports of shots fired. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
The incident began Monday afternoon at a duplex in Washington, D.C.'s Virginia suburbs when Arlington County Police responded to reports of shots fired, which they later determined came from a flare gun. Several hours later, as police attempted to serve a search warrant, the suspect inside the house fired several rounds inside, and then the house exploded.
The whole house shook from the sound concussion.
Neighbor Bob Maines tells the AP he thought maybe a tree had fallen on his house.
So then I went outside and I saw people heading down the street.
Video of the incident shows a sudden blast that threw timbers and fire high in the air and collapsed the house instantly. Captain Nate Heiner with the Arlington County Fire Department says they don't yet know the cause of the explosion. Federal investigators are assisting. Jennifer King, Washington.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.